I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. And yes, you've heard a lot about the alleged fraud involving foreign investors at Jay Peak and Burke Mountain Resorts, but another foreign-funded project in southern Vermont has also hit a snag. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Work has been halted on Mount Snow's $52 million EB-5 project because the company has run short on cash. Under the EB-5 program, foreign investors gain a path to citizenship for investing at least $500,000 in economically depressed areas. Mount Snow is using the federal EB-5 program to fund an expansion of its snowmaking system, as well as to upgrade a ski lodge. Company spokeswoman Kelly Pollock says the money that was raised through the EB-5 investors is being held by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS.
The $52 million that has been raised and is in escrow, it is pending the investor petition approval by USCIS. So until that is done, it is going to stay in escrow. I'm confident that it will be released, and it is my understanding that there is a backlog. What that is due to, I'm not sure. It could be simply more projects than people to review.
Last summer, the company began work using more than $12 million from the reserves of Peak Resorts, the company that owns Mount Snow. Pollock says work can't start this year until the EB-5 money is released.
To date, we have constructed the 120-million-gallon pond and the dam, so that was done last summer. And then we upgraded our pipeline. Right now, the construction's on hold. We have not spent one penny of the investors' money.
And now the company doesn't have the cash to move forward. Last month, Peak Resorts president and CEO Timothy Boyd told investors that the tough winter dragged down revenue by more than 10%. Boyd said the slower-than-expected timeline for the EB-5 approval resulted in, quote, cash balances that are lower than we had anticipated. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.